Allergy season does not slow down when you are on the move. That's why Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are ready whenever sneezes strike. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are allergist approved and silky soft for up to 100% irritation-free skin. And now with the new Kleenex Snap and Go, you can get that same gentle care made for life on the go. Get the Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues you love in a new, compact, durable package. New Kleenex Snap and Go snaps shut for a clean tissue anytime, anywhere. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex Snap and Go.
Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was followed home by a terrifying ghost who experienced a horrific death, and she knew that because he told her.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is, and if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. You can go through Apple Podcasts. If you do that, you can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Last thing I ever want in my life is something like this following story. Because like, okay, you see a terrifying ghost and then he explains to you what happened. No, that is way more interaction than I'm ever going to be open to.
That is fascinating. And it seems like if this would happen once, you'd be open to it happening several times. Like you see dead people.
It's
for some
like
reason or another, this ghost, because I do not know this story at all. I'm just speculating from what I heard in the intro. So somebody seems to be sympathetic enough that this ghost thinks it can tell them their story.
Mm-hmm. Now, I do believe in all that. I think there are spirits out there. I had a conversation this past week with a couple sisters, and they've got a podcast and a book, and they're known as the Common Mystics. What they do is they get in their car and they travel, not knowing where they're going. It's kind of where they're drawn to. And then they both kind of like jot down feelings and things that they're picking up as they're going that direction. And then they're like, we don't know why we're here, but we're both feeling these things. So they're writing all this down. Mm-hmm. Then they go investigate it. So then they find that it's a spirit that kind of wants their side of the story told. So one of the stories was interesting because it was a murder, a documented murder. Everything that they investigate, they want it to be verifiable with, you know, newspaper clippings from the time. And so the story was really the way the media, you know, back then it was scandalous because woman leaves her husband in the early 1900s and is having an affair and the husband killed the wife. They kind of glossed over the fact that the women who owned the home, a mother and her daughter lived there, they were also murdered.
Oh,
because the scandalous part was this part. Mm-hmm. And then they were murdered too. But it was interesting because it was those women, the mother, that they picked up on.
So was this a serial killer?
Nope. He was just mad at his wife. He'd been an abusive husband. And
these other two people
heard that they were collateral damage.
Oh, wow.
Basically, they were there. The whole focus became on this story.
Yeah.
Rather than kind of.
And it sort of lets him lock the hook, too. But, you know, because going, well, then. You can understand how he got there. I mean, she, you know, there it was, just shoving it in his face, you know. What would you expect? It kind of, that's kind of the way that's so coming off.
The woman and her daughter had this home where they would take in women like that. It was kind of
a boarding house.
Well, it was kind of... It was even more like a homeless shelter / women's shelter before that was a thing. You know, these were really good women. And she moved in the day before and then the murder happened the next day. So it was interesting that they were able to connect with this woman who wanted her story told. And you can find it. If you look at the Grave Talks, it's called Common Mystics is the name of the episodes. But they were fascinating women. Very entertaining. But I could see how something would happen with a ghost, and the ghost wants their story told.
Oh, I think so, too. So, I see, yeah. I hear that a lot in the stories that we talk about, that there needs to be some justice, or at least people need to know this story. Or we talked about this a while back with a possible Salem witch trial dream.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't get over the feeling that in that story, somebody that had been hung for being a witch was trying to right this wrong.
That I wasn't a witch. And you hung me.
And so
I was innocent.
And that was being told through dreams.
Yeah.
But this is interesting because it's told through a ghost.
Yeah. So give this a listen.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Angela and I live out of Ohio. And this is the most terrifying paranormal experience I've ever had. I highly advise ghost hunters if they're going to go to a location they do voodoo cleansing, because I was haunted and followed by a spirit from a location that I'd never been to, and let alone knew it was haunted in any way, shape, or form. This was after high school, and I was just in that time period before entering college, and it was fall, and I decided to go out for a walk with my father. And I went back in to get my jacket because it was a little bit cool out. So I went in to get my jacket. I opened the closet door. Nothing was standing there at the time. As soon as they shut the closet door, standing in front of me was a skinned person, a little person that's been skinned from their head to their waist, all the way down the bone, with a muscle and tendons hanging out, and the skull was exposed. There was blood dripping on the floor, and I was absolutely horrified. I was in shock. I felt my blood literally like turn to ice in my body. It felt like from my head down to my foot, like my blood just freezing to ice in my veins. An experience that gave me nightmares many years later. However, this person was taller than I was a male. He still had eyes in his head. And when I looked down, I noticed he had stonewashed jeans, and he had bright white high top tennis shoes. And for some reason, his tennis shoes were glowing bright white. And he leaned down with his face into mine, and he started talking to me, but he was talking in my head. It wasn't audible. And he was saying things. He started talking and said, "Man, I smoked my weight in pot in high school. I should have been like you. I should have just gone to college, and I wouldn't have died the way that I did." And I started to ask him, I said, "Well, how did you die?" He explained to me that he worked in a factory, and he was loading food trays into these conveyor belts. That was his job, that he had followed all the safety rules. He had his, you know, hair tied back. He had long hair to his waist at the time, and it was tied back in a ponytail, and he had gloves on and goggles on. He was loading the food into the conveyor belt. But he got caught. Some piece of clothing of his got caught in the conveyor belt. He was sucked in, and that's what killed him. He told me that this was his first day in the job, and that's how it went. And I asked him, because I wanted to see if he was aware of the passage of time, if he knew what year it was and everything. So I asked him, where did this take place? And he told me, he actually gave me the address and told me. And I was in shock because it had been taken over by another company. That location had been around for many years. It was a food company. It had always been a food company. Initially, it was a bread company. And then it was taken over by a large well-known candy manufacturer. And this is located in right in downtown Marymount near Cincinnati, Ohio. And I'd pass that location to work every day. not to work, but apologize to school. I used to pass it on the way to school every day and come home. And he knew the name of the new company that had just taken over. And the company had just taken over that location for a month. They hadn't even been there a month before this spirit had come to me. And so I said to him, I'm going to have to go because my dad's going to suspect something for staying, you know, staying here for so long and not getting out there. I'm going to go for a walk, and then I'm going to come back. And when I come back, you'll be here when I come back. So I left. And first thing when I walked out the door, my dad says to me, you look like you've just seen a ghost. Because he said I was totally white. I had absolutely no color at all. I was white as a sheet. It looked like I experienced some kind of shock. And he asked me what was wrong. I said nothing. And he went on because I knew that he wasn't going to believe me. When I came back home, he wasn't there. But I did follow up with some research on that location. I contacted the Department of Health, contacted Labor Job Safety and Hygiene. And I was able to get records. The records for that location actually showed a death of a male in 1979. And this was the time period that people always started talking about. Man, this, and also stonewashed jeans was very popular at the time, as well as high top tennis shoes. But that was their most recent death, was in 1979. And of course, men at that time also had long hair. That was not uncommon to have long hair to the waist. So I totally believe this spirit had followed me home, seen me driving by every day, was waiting for the opportunity, thinking that I was the person that he could talk to, that he could that would listen to him. And of course, he did talk to me, and I did listen to him. But I wanted to find a way to communicate to him. And, of course, I did pray for him that it wasn't his fault. He was blaming himself for the decisions that he made in life that put him in the circumstances that killed him. And that's why he was still there. And I wanted to let him know it was just an accident. There was nothing that he really could have done to stop it. It was just something that happened. The deaths were periodic at that location. There were many deaths at that location as a result of industrial accidents from people getting sucked into the large machines that would process food, and they would just roll down the conveyor belt. They get sucked into the conveyor system, and they get ripped apart. But thank you so much for listening to that story. Years later, I had nightmares. I had lots of nightmares, with lots of gore and shock and horror. And then I've made peace with that. I believe that person may well be in a better place by now, and I certainly hope that somebody could communicate to them that it's safe to go on. You don't have to blame yourself and spend your afterlife trying to find somebody just to listen to what you have to say.
Okay, so that's a really weird, graphic story. Like, and she sounds totally believable.
She does.
Very matter of fact. And I could see how that would cause nightmares throughout your life. But I also can see how someone would want to get through to you. But it's weird to me. The part that's weird to me, because a spirit, it seems, could choose to come to you at any point, like not just at the moment of their death.
That's odd. I didn't quite understand the part where she said she wanted him to be with her when she got back.
Exactly, but apparently he was not.
He was not. But yeah. I didn't understand why she wanted him to.
Well, yeah, I was confused by that too, because she was terrified of him, right. But maybe felt like, he needs to talk.
Yeah, true. That's true.
He's got some issues to work through. Now, he's dripping blood on my floor.
The other thing that struck me as a little bit strange was that he seemed to know some contemporary information.
But maybe I feel like
ghosts
there?
Live in kind of the time frame in which they lived. But
the other part that I found that was really probably the most questionable part of the whole story to me was that she would drive by. And that's how he attached himself, just from driving by.
Just from driving or walking?
I thought she was driving. Even if she was just walking, she wasn't going in. She's not associated with the building, hadn't gone into the building, wasn't doing investigations at the building. And somehow he's able to attach to her.
You know, in The Sixth Sense, they're stopped in a car and he looks over and the person who just got killed up in the car in front of him is standing there, you know? So
that makes sense to me. But if you're driving by a building in your car and
maybe you're stopped outside of it or something, looking at it or something, I think it may be. I mean, that seems to be the least of the, he came to her for a reason.
Right.
Because she was the one that he could talk to. You know, I believe it.
I believe that.
I believe the story. I believe he did.
But I just think it's so weird. Like, and Tony and I have talked about it over the years. Like, you're like, if you die in the bathtub, do you have to be naked for all eternity? Which I would hate. Because I'd always be walking around going, oh my God, I'm naked. Excuse me. I'm not trying to scare you, but I am a ghost and I'm naked. Do you want to die in those clothes? Because you're in them forever, you know?
Now I'm never going to get dressed in the same way again. Now I'm going to go, is this what I want to be wearing today?
Right. I was on my way to the gym and now, I'm in comfortable gym clothes for the rest of my life. I don't know.
Or the rest of my afterlife. You know?
Yes.
Well,
it just is weird to me that he would come to her so horrifically injured.
I don't know. I think that maybe there's different ways you can see people, and maybe that's the way he presents at that point. He, you know, that seems to be where his mind was that he needed to tell her about.
Story just gives me the creeps.
I know, but
I don't even want to drive by things.
I believe her.
Well, this next story is a more happy ghost story.
A happy ghost story.
A helpful ghost story, if you will.
Interesting. Okay.
I work in biology research in a big building pretty much in the middle of nowhere, Canada. To set the scene, I was working on the weekend because my crew had a ton of work to finish before the next snowfall. This building is usually buzzing with people. There are about 100 people who work there during work hours, but that day it was just myself and 5 others on my research crew. Being used to so many people being at work made that morning deafeningly quiet. I think that came out right. My boss asked me to go to the back room to grab some more sample bags so we would have enough to finish up for the day. So I worked my way through the maze of halls into the dark, empty storage room. I turned on the lights and I started hunting for the correct size, quickly realizing the shelf where the bags were supposed to be was empty. I was annoyed that I was going to have to tell my boss that we wouldn't be able to finish that day when a voice behind me said, "There's more size 4s on the top shelf." When I looked up, there they were. I turned around to thank the voice, who I assumed was my coworker, but only saw the dark doorway since the hall light was still turned on. But I thought I saw the outline of a taller man leaning against the doorframe. I was sure it was my coworker, so I responded, "Thanks. It's kind of creepy, you standing there in the dark hall. You want to help me carry some of these back?" And I heard the same voice laugh a little bit and said, "I don't think I'll be much help." Then I saw the figure push off the wall, or maybe push away from the wall.
Because
push off the wall makes it sound like.
Yeah, but push away. Yeah, okay.
Turn and walk out of sight. I rolled my eyes since I thought it was my coworker being an ass. So I grabbed a cart to pile the bags on and made my way back to the lab. When I got there, I turned to the coworker who I thought was the voice and I said, "Way to leave me carrying all the bags." And he looked confused and said, "If you needed help, I would have come to the back room with you." I laughed, thinking he was still being a smartass, and tried to clarify. "No, when you told me there were more bags on the top shelf, but wouldn't come into the room to help me." He and the 4 other people there looked at each other and back at me, and one of them spoke up. "He never left the room. He's been here the whole time. Was someone back there?" I went directly to the window to check out how many cars were in the parking lot, but it was only our vehicles. So we went to check the other labs to see if someone was working too, but no one else was in the building. Talking to other people on Monday, hearing a helpful man in the back room isn't uncommon. He tends to show up when fewer people are working and point out things that others might need to catch up on. It's believed that he was the first caretaker in the building who started when it was opened by the university and worked there until he passed away. He was apparently very proud of the work done at the building and would always be in on the weekends with crews to help them finish up work without asking for overtime. The building was his life and the people there were his family, so he's still sticking around. Thanks again for the podcast. Hope to hear this on an episode. I will write in with more stories. You guys are awesome. Thanks. Isn't that a nice story?
Oh, it is. And we hear this a lot. Somebody really loves their job.
Mm-hmm.
They don't leave.
Mm-hmm.
They stay right there with it.
Yep.
You know? So I'm just kind of thinking that, why not?
Well, and it was such a real thing. He's like, well, you'll find that size on the shelf.
Mm-hmm. There's more size fours or whatever up there.
And you're thinking, oh, great. Now we need these to finish what we're here to do. And now we're not going to finish.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it's totally possible. Mm-hmm.
I thought that one was sweet.
I did.
So one really dark story to one really sweet one.
Yeah.
With a helpful ghost. So I liked that one. Well, if you like the show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.